on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's a minute past 1 o'clock. The latest now with Kieran Corr.
The flag above Liverpool's town hall is flying at half-mast to honour Cilla Black. The TV presenter and singer passed away at her holiday home in the Costa del Sol over the weekend. She was 72. The Lord Mayor of Liverpool, Tony Concepcion, says the news has come as a big shock.
She was a great entertainer. She was the queen of entertainment in many ways. Surprise, surprise. Blind date. It wasn't a Saturday night without Cilla on the TV, so she'll be really missed.
The Foreign Secretary will chair a meeting of the government's Cobra Emergency Committee this afternoon to discuss the latest situation on the migrant crisis in Calais. Philip Hammond's expected to be updated about plans to boost security in the French town, as well as measures to ease the disruption here in Kent. Meantime, landlords in England who don't evict illegal immigrants could be jailed for up to 5 years under new laws. The immigration bill aims to make it more difficult for people to stay in the UK after their visas have expired, or if their application for asylum has been rejected. Fergus Wilson owns more than 1,000 homes in Maidstone and Ashford. He's told KMFM it won't be any extra work for landlords.
The mechanism for checking is very, very sensible. People should be checking identities via the various means, but they're no different to what we apply to British people. When they take a property, we have to check their photograph in their passport. We have to check the signature.
The man's in a critical condition in hospital after falling from a cliff near Margate. Emergency crews were called to Palm Bay in Cliftonville after it happened yesterday morning. The victim, who's in his 20s, is being treated in a London hospital. Police aren't treating the fall as suspicious.
This is KMFM News.
KMFM's been told some of Kent's biggest tourist attractions have lost business because of the disruption caused by Operation Stack. More than 80% say they've had cancellations or visits cut short during the time when lorries have been parked on the M20 waiting to get to France. Journeys to Europe have been delayed by migrants getting into the Channel Tunnel. Sinead Hannah from Visit Kent says it's had a huge impact so far this summer.
This does include some of the very big attractions in Kent, Dover Castle, Leeds Castle, Canterbury Cathedral, all of which are close to the M20, but they are still completely accessible by other roads and by train. But this is the unfortunate thing, is that some people have a perception, possibly, that the whole of the county is inaccessible.
Investigations are continuing into what caused a fire at Maidstone East train station. Firefighters were called to the blaze, which started inside the newsagents on the London-bound platform at around 8.30 last night. Zahir Katifi is the owner of the shop. He's told KMFM last night it's devastating.
A loss, interruption to business, and nobody needs that. By tomorrow we should be able to have an assessment of the situation and how we can go on about it. Well, I knew it couldn't.
The cause of the blaze is not thought to be suspicious at this stage. The owners of Manston Airport are set to sign a deal to use the site as an emergency lorry park during Operation Stack. It says lorries have spent much of the past month being parked on the M20 as they wait to cross the channel. Last week, the Roads Minister announced that Ebbsfleet International Station would be used to provide spaces for as many as 1,000 HGVs. And Pixar's smash hit film Inside Out has broken the $600 million mark at the box office. The film, starring Amy Poehler as Joy, is the seventh Pixar movie to make that much money.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In athletics, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says the organisation will take a zero-tolerance approach if athletes are found guilty of new doping allegations. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, according to newspaper claims, more than a third of endurance medal winners at the Olympics and World Championships between 2001 and 2012 had suspicious blood test results. Three-time Olympic medalist Chris Agabusi says tempting athletes to cheat is too simple.
It's very easy. Just think of where that young person is when they're being approached. That's why, for me, it's not so much the athlete. That's the easy target. It's a system around them that allows it to happen that needs to be sorted out.
In motorsport, Ken's Shane Byrne has lost the lead of the British Superbike Championships. After coming fourth in race one on Saturday at Thruxton, he battled back and came second yesterday. The Australian Josh Brooks now has a 12-point lead over the Isle of Sheppey rider in the overall standings. And in cricket, Kent have beaten Sussex by 8 wickets in their Royal One Day Cup game at Canterbury yesterday. The Spitfires reached the semi-finals of the competition last year.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.